Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John, and this is How to Murder Time, a podcast about games and things.
Hello everybody.
Whatcha?
It's a short episode this week.
Yeah.
Because we're experimenting.
Oh, it's all highly experimental these days. We're back though.
We're back podcasting.
I missed you all.
It's not going to be quite as regular.
I didn't do anything at all while we were away. I just sat there hugging my knees waiting for podcasting again.
Chop chop, we're on a minute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about Rift.
Hey, can we...
Oh, no.
Back up a bit so all I can right. say what's going on.
Talk about, yes.
Yes, hello, yes. this is the podcast for anyone who's coming across it on new places. We've been doing this for, this is the fourth season.
It is. Fourth season, yeah.
Hundreds of episodes. I lose six track. Years, 7 years. Oh.
There's no excuse to be complacent as me just fluffing up the intro shows.
Yeah. Mm. And the change this time is, there is this audio version, which is exactly the same as before.
Hello.
You do not have to do anything.
Here we are, in your ears.
But if you go over to YouTube, look at our YouTube channel, then you'd be seeing the video version of this, which is exactly the same thing, but with video of us playing games underneath it, so you can see what the hell we're talking about.
Yes, he's got me doing this shadow play thing, which apparently is a thing that came with my drivers and my graphics card and something. And basically, if I press Control Alt and F9 or whatever, it starts recording.
It's Control Alt Delete.
Is it?
No.
Is it all F4?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm trying to get in the habit of recording a little bit of what I'm doing as I'm playing, because I don't think anyone believed me for the previous three seasons.
They thought
I was just making it up.
The real question here is, what video is playing now?
I have no idea.
Because what did I decide to put under this? That's a good question.
We'll have to work that out in post.
So anyway, off you go.
Oh, I can talk about Rift now, can I?
You can talk about Rift.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, lots of games played, obviously, since we've been podcasting. I'm just going to talk about what I'm doing now, and I have had a sudden hankering to play Rift again. During the interregnum, I think it's the word, I basically picked up a Rift character from character creation and just went all the way up to 60, just soloing, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. Rift's a very pleasant game. It's very comfortable. It's that no real surprises MMO WoW clone type format, and in a way, I guess I've always liked that kind of format, or I wouldn't be spending so long talking about MMOs and playing them in general. Rift is very polished. It does what it does well. It's got an interesting enough and different enough world for it not to be a stock WoW clone. It has its own slant, its own spin. It does a lot with public events and public quests, things, interesting things dynamically going on in world while you're trotting about doing your hub-to-hub questing. I went with a rogue in the end, melee DPS, dual-wieldy type of thing. Just self-sufficiency, basically. You know, you don't have to be a healer looking for a party or a tank looking for a party. You can be a DPS not wanted by anyone, and that's fine. So, I think I'm on the Guardian side, which is the lot who get their superpowers from divine intervention rather than Magitek. But essentially it plays the same most of the way up. I saw the Storm Legion expansion for the first time. It's a whole set of content between levels 50 and 60. Very good. I enjoyed that. Two different continents, two different storylines running through there. Quite interesting stuff. But now the new expansion's dropped, and I sort of put it down for a week or two and then came away and sort of came back just as they had dropped the expansion. I thought, oh, okay, I'll give that maybe a three-day rule or something. I didn't jump straight in. I'll just give them time to do the inevitable
fixing. Can they fix anything in 3 days?
I don't think it really had changed. No, it was a pretty smooth launch. The basic game's relatively stable. I couldn't say what happened on launch day itself, whether they blipped out on the servers. I wasn't particularly paying attention, but it's there now, and it features a load of, because of some plot, the denizens of the Plane of Water. See, Rift's all about elemental planes invading the world, and that's what the big spirally things in the sky and a lot of the public quests are about. Invasions of the classic Greek elements, air, earth, fire, wind, earth, wind and fire, whatever. But for some reason, this particular expansion, Nightmare Tide, is based entirely on the Plane of Water invading and then being reinvaded back, which is nice. I think, to my knowledge, this is the first time that we, the heroes of Talara, get to actually go and invade their plane for a change.
So you're winning.
Yes, I think so. We're taking the fight to the enemy's home planes of existence. I think there's only three zones in this new expansion, but they do seem to be quite large ones, quite spread out. There's only five more levels tacked on the top, which basically means that there's like one zone's for 61 and 60, and the next one's 62, 63, and then there's the final zone, which takes you up to the top. And they seem quite large. The XP seems quite slow as well. It's that sort of typical hell levels, only we called them back in the day, where they just arbitrarily decide to make the level need three times as much XP as normal.
Yeah.
Just to slow people down, pace things out. Of course, everyone I've seen running past me is level 65 now. So there you go. That shows how that works. I'm taking my time plodding through. Most of the new zones seem to have a sort of underwater theme. Almost the first thing you notice when you go into the new area is that you're underwater, but there's no surface. And so obviously that then makes you think, oh my God, where's the breath bar gone? But you actually get a little buff for the entire time you're in these zones, which means you just don't need to breathe anymore.
That's no fun.
Well, you know.
You have 30 seconds to complete this zone.
Just do the whole five levels in a 30-second charge bar, yeah. No, I think because you're just some sort of superhuman, transhuman, posthuman, whatever the hell nowadays, they've just given up on limitations like needing to breathe and stuff. I fully expect the need to walk or fight things to go away in the next expansion. You just look at them and they blow up. Whatever.
I get behind that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing... So I've dinged level 61. It's that whole moving goalposts things. You know, when you think you've got it sorted and that little XP bar at the bottom is now empty and isn't relevant to you anymore.
That naive view thing, that no one's had since...
that thing that kept happening over and over in Lord of the Rings Online. Yeah. Oh, I've done it at last. I don't need to worry about XP. Oh, God, there's another five levels. So I'm earning XP again, and it's taken me a good sort of week, maybe 2 weeks of reasonably solid playing to get level 61 done. So, you know, these are quite lengthy challenges, but there's plenty to do, plenty of things to see. Mostly it's a sort of underwater coral type forest at the moment, which sort of resembles most of the underwatery type zones you find in a lot of games. But because this is the plane of water rather than just, you know, a big pond, there's a lots of backstory about how, because the domain of water is to do with dreams and madness as well in this setting, so they tend to have a lot of weirdness going on as well, with dream powers and living dreams and trying to guide people into wakefulness and stop them destroying the world with their dreams and stuff. And apparently the whole ocean that you're flying around in and sort of swimming about everywhere is the dream of the moon.
Huh.
I'd leave your cosmology at the door.
Is the
whatever.
Moon an egg? Does the moon hatch?
I don't know. I don't
and
think
get replaced by an identical egg.
I don't think it's a dragon egg. No. I don't think it's the moon from the bush either, which is a shame. So I'm quite enjoying that. The big new feature they've added is minions, which is basically your duty officer missions. Hurrah! They've made it to Rift.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's the cool new feature of the last couple of years. It's a very similar format. You got this special UI that appears. You talk to a merchant in world, buy some starter minions that go in your little collection, and then basically a series of different cards come up with tasks on that have different durations and require different matching icons, and you choose your minion that's the most appropriate for the job to go off and do the thing. Eventually they come back with stuff. The rewards tend to be quite superficial. They don't tend to be game-changing in vast sense. You don't get actual loot. You tend to get crafting materials back or housing items or faction with various in-game factions. Faction increases as rewards. Sometimes you get artifacts back. I love the artifacts in Rift. It's the collect the shiny, the sparkly type gameplay that EverQuest 2 had from like way back. And I just like collecting things and ordering them and stuff because I have issues. But the minions thing, I don't know, it's nice enough. It's something you can have going in the background while you're going about your day-to-day. If you're fishing or, you know, out there just slaying your way through, kill 10 rats or whatever, then suddenly up pops a little icon under the mini-map. Your latest minion mission's done. Collect the rewards, see how well they did. There's a certain dice-rolly element to it as well. If you've picked the right combination of minion and the minions have a lot more experience than another one, then they tend to come in with a better result and that kind of thing. Not game-changing in any stretch, really. I get this sort of impression it's a sort of feature that... I always spotted this a lot when I was playing EverQuest 2, that any time any MMO came up with a relatively interesting and novel feature, within about sort of 4 to 6 months, EverQuest 2 would have added something very similar.
Yeah.
Largely just to stop people going away to play with the new and interesting thing. Look, here's your version of it. Please stay. It has the sense of everyone else is doing it, we'd better do it, or people might leave type feel to it. I don't know. It's interesting enough, though, and, you know, it doesn't cost any extra. Although, yes, obviously, connected through to the cash shop, you can unlock extra job in progress slots. You can buy whole minions for the little gem currency they have from the cash shop.
Super powered ones.
Pay to win. Yeah, well, but it's the game itself is so inconsequential that winning itself doesn't really matter one way or the other anyway. Why pay to win when winning doesn't really mean much? I don't know. Some people go for that sort of stuff. Others don't, I guess. I don't know. There's just that basic pace of hub-to-hub questy gameplay with, you know, standard MMO tab targeting combat rotations that, I don't know, there's something in me that does need fulfilling, you know, and I do typically try and have one normal MMO like that on the go. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that a lot. I'll probably crash through up to 65, and then we'll see what happens, whether I want to do it again with an alt or what.
Yeah.
Or get bored of it and move away. What about you? What are you playing?
Similarly, I am back in an MMO. Yep. I know everyone's amazed.
You don't do MMOs.
Well, see, it all started on Friday afternoon when I was slightly bored. Nobody can notice that when I'm bored, because I never do anything weird. And as I was looking up more examples of good authors who've written really, really bad franchise books to annoy a certain friend of mine.
Yeah, you need your own hobbies, really. You can't just, you know, live your life trying to wind me up the whole time.
Okay, I think I'll find I can. Anyway, what I did was something clicked, and also had this weird conversation at lunch where I'd been reminded that the gamers aren't gamers anymore and everything, because I was chatting to somebody who at work who plays WoW with her three kids and everything. And
right.
Yeah, as far away from gamers as you can get. But I decided that, yeah, I might give Old Republic a new go.
Okay.
Because, you know, I bounced off it many times, and amazingly, I've remembered my security questions get back into the damn game.
That is a huge disincentive for you usually, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm back in Old Republic, and I started a new character.
Okay, what are you going for?
I went for a Jedi Knight, because I decided I wanted to be Symbol.
Okay, yeah. Republic side, Jedi Knight. Yeah,
so I'm running around. I'm just about to get off of the starter planet.
Oh, Tython, is it?
Yeah, but I got denied getting off there because... you have to download. You can. There's the client download has two stages. There's the starter planet stage, rest of the game stage. And it hadn't got to the rest of the game stage, so I got as far as getting to the shuttle. And I can't.
You blew through Tython faster than it took to download the rest of the game.
Yeah, the 50 odd gig that it is.
Well, yeah, but you probably wouldn't be playing at all if the very first thing you did was click on a desktop icon and then have a 50 gig download
It's
a clever thing.
I was up and running in minutes. Yeah, it's pretty good. The game is still very, very clicky and everything, and I'm being annoyed, something chronic, by people helping me kill mobs.
Oh, right.
Okay. I really don't like that. There I am, fighting a group of staff. I'm just getting in the swing of it, and then somebody just comes by, whacks it with a lightsaber. Oh, what level are you, you bastard?
Mm, yeah, I never quite know the correct etiquette for that, because, you know, from their perspective, they're doing you an act of kindness.
No, they're not.
They're trying to help.
They're being a dick.
Well, I don't know. Is it malicious, or do they think you need a hand?
Know you're being a dick to be a dick.
Mm-hmm. A knotty philosophical issue.
And the other problem is it's very busy.
Is it?
The starter zone is very busy. It's quite hard. All this stuff spawns really quickly.
That surprises me.
I was finding it quite hard to find stuff that I needed at some point.
Well, I suppose a lot, because I think the latest big news for that, the Shadow of Revan expansion.
Yeah, that just came out.
That's
so
just been released. Probably a lot of people coming back and starting new characters. I don't know. Or maybe alts from
but
existing.
But nobody who knows who Revan is hasn't played the game already, if they want to.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe. I think some people, when they come back to a brand new MMO after a long period of absence, decide to start from scratch anyway, just to re-familiarise themselves with it all.
And a lot has changed. But there's some problems the game has. It doesn't tell you to go to your skill trainer, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
I got used to just being given the skills automatically.
Yeah, a lot of games do that. Yeah.
And then I thought, hang on, I'm not getting new skills. I'm going to go find the skill trainer that no one's mentioned.
Yeah,
I think
Rift currently does that, but I'm guessing at some point you did have to go to the skill trainers because they're still there and they've only got one option, respec. So it's a wasted NPC.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it's been quite fun. I got my lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. You got the companion. You get a little robot, don't you?
I got
Jedi
a stupid
Knight.
Droid. Everyone on that planet has the same companion. It looks stupid.
It's a bit awkward, especially when they've got unique names. I mean, you could imagine a droid. That's fine. Everyone has a droid. They're the cool toy to have. But when everyone's running around with exactly the same Twi'lek following them along as well, that gets a bit weird.
Yeah. But something that happened, when I was playing this game, it clicked in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I am at the only point in my life that this would be possible, but I can keep up with the Star Wars canon.
Fair enough.
Because everything got reset last April.
I made
a decision. Mm. I mean, I was already going to read the comics when they came out, because Kieran Gillen writing about Darth Vader, why not?
Mm.
But I thought I'm also going to start trying the books.
Okay.
Because there's one every couple of months.
Tie-in book.
And I'm going to be on top of the canon, and I will be able to... actually say, no, these books are awful, without people saying, actually, I think you'll find they're quite good.
Well, it's easy enough to dismiss them out of hand without having read them, so I will.
Yeah, so I started reading the one that's based on The Rebels, which is the slightly lacklustre cartoon that they're doing at the moment, which isn't that great, to be honest. The cartoon or the book.
So how are you finding the sort of basic gameplay of the Old Republic there? It's not anything you've not seen before.
No, see,
particularly with the Jedi Knight, who's essentially a sort of sword wieldy tanky type character.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I went for it, because it's very straightforward as far as the mechanic. You're building up your focus beta, spending it to do special attacks.
Essentially a rage bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got a Sith Juggernaut type character who is essentially the evil equivalent of the same class, and it's relatively straightforward. I got a little bit bored with it, to be honest, and sort of went looking into bounty hunters and agents and things.
But I know I'm not going to get far enough in the game to get bored of the character. I'll get bored of the game before that.
Fair
because it is. Oh, some of that writing in that game is painful.
Well, it's a big fourth pillar, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's their big selling thing.
Yeah, they should have built it.
You're not impressed with the narrative then?
No.
I don't even know what the Jedi Knight's story actually is, so I have to try and play through myself at some
point. All the plots are silly and just the same, and never take any risks or do anything interesting, and are very predictable.
Yeah.
Oh, look, somebody's being evil because he thinks he's being good. And
the Sith side stuff's all a bit more interesting, the Empire side, with the agent and the bounty hunter. The bounty hunter is pretty much what you expect, a big series of hunts after various people. The Sith Jedi, well, Sith Juggernaut type one, that's quite an interesting one, because you're essentially the right-hand man of an evil Darth whose plans are all falling apart, and you're now then having to run around and shut down his spy network and things. So that gets a little bit interesting. Have you got to any of the space shooty stuff? You got your
No. I can't get off the planet yet.
Had you played before?
Yes.
Back in the past, yeah. So you sort of know what you're
expecting. I had played before the space shooty changed.
Okay.
So I played the original space
shooty. I'm guessing they added the Galactic Starfighter thing afterwards as well. You should give that a go, see you there.
Yes, I will.
It's a bit War Thundery, I found. But if you like that, then...
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, it depends. Ooh. Try it and see.
Actually, it has downloaded now.
Aha, excellent.
Yeah, so... I thought I'd better give it a go.
Are you going to go for the long haul, do you think? Or is this a passing phase?
I can't remember why I stopped playing before, which is the problem. I got to, I think, 30-odd before and stopped, and I don't know why.
I think the reason... I mean, I've sort of faded out of it a bit fairly recently as well, and I think a lot of it was, for me, was that all my characters just seemed to end up on the same goddamn city tile set planet things. You know, the Coruscant, Nar Shaddaa, there's another one, Kadamino, I don't know. There's about four or five different planets that all obviously recycle the same over-the-top, dense, urban metropolis-type levels, and they're very samey. And I think all of my alts ended up on the same sorts of planets all at once. That got really boring. So, I don't know, perhaps a bit more progression or
choice. But if I'm only playing one character and not alting, then it should be a lot better.
Yeah, you push through it better and quicker.
So I have to see how far I get.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I'm trying to think, you go Tython, then Coruscant, which is your city world. Yeah. And then I'm not going to spoil the rest, yeah. But it does get a bit more varied as you go on, yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks like the graphics are a bit awful.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't aged that well.
Well, they were stylized to begin with.
Only one missing texture I found so far, but it was on one of the things you're meant to interact with.
Whoops.
And also only one cutscene with no skin on the person.
Oh, wow. I'd never seen that happen. Is that a video card thing, maybe?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I got a video of it, so meh.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. The cash shop isn't too bad at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, you can get, as long as you don't mind wearing your helmet all the time, you can get quite far without having to put any money in. I think I went with a preferred thing in the end. I bought a few hotel coins and then just didn't spend them.
I'm preferred because my account is around from the start.
Okay.
So before it was...
You were there when it was a subscription thing. Right. Yeah, so you'll be on the sort of silver... band or whatever. Yeah.
I might actually sub because I'm sure it'll get... There's small stuff it does, like you get to choose from the full set of crest rewards.
Yes. That kind of There's thing. A lot of minor irritations in there that could become the sort of death of a thousand cuts if you're particularly annoyed by that kind of thing and drive you into subbing. Yeah. I don't know. I've sort of bought coins and I haven't really spent the first batch I bought yet, so I'm quite stubborn though, so...
So, yeah, there's that, and no doubt I'll know if I like that more over the coming months.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how far you get and see what you make of it all, yeah. Just try a few pickup groups as well.
Oh, God, I'm talking to people.
Some of the dungeons are quite good, actually, quite well designed.
Yeah, people.
Mm. Well, no, you don't talk, you just go in there and are all psychic or something.
Yeah. Anyway, next game.
I'm going to talk about Fallout 3. Just Fallout 3. I never got any of the extras, any of the DLC. All the Mothership Zeta thing and the pit and whatever. I just think the first game is such a well-crafted and, you know, self-contained thing. It didn't really need anything extra. Never played Vegas either. No, I just decided, I can't remember, I think it might have been off the back of Skyrim or something. I was just deciding that I was quite in the mood to have a wander around a post-apocalyptic wasteland. And it does do that very well. It's one thing Bethesda do very well is a good long walk in the countryside.
They do.
Yeah. And you've got your Liam Neeson there as headline voice acting, which I'm totally ignoring. I've sort of got more or less, you know, race your way out of the vault through the initial intro stuff, and then I just got just picked a direction and walked, and that's basically been it, really. I'm not really making a lot of progress in any real direction, but it's just nice to be out and about. It's that real sort of melancholy wilderness of, you know, the sort of, I don't know, there's a sort of sense that everything's already gone as badly wrong as it can possibly go. What could possibly be worse?
There's that kind of pessimism which really holds people back.
It's a sort of post pessimism that you get when you're wandering around in a setting where it's already, the worst has already happened and it can only get better. I don't know. And the remoteness of it all, the wilderness of it all, there's a certain poignancy to, like, all these burned out buildings and left behind cars and stuff. Mind you, the cars. Do you remember the cars?
Yeah.
The cars. Good grief.
We do not put nuclear reactors in cars.
This is why we don't put nuclear reactors in cars. Yeah. I mean, the number of times I've almost been completely annihilated by taking cover behind a car and then someone fired an assault rifle roughly in my direction. Car starts flaming and I'm thinking, oh no. And I've got in the habit of instinctively just running like hell now. And you sort of turn around and there's this mighty bang, your rads counter goes off the scale and you've got like two broken legs and a broken arm and your head's ringing. And yeah, trying to imagine what possible society could have hundreds of those on the road at once.
It's going to be a bad day the moment the first car crashes. Chain reactions and everything.
Maybe there wasn't a nuclear war, maybe it was just a pile-up. Nuclear cars, just say no.
Yeah, actually.
But yeah, not a lot to say about the game generally. I mean, it's just that sort of wandering through the wilderness, being self-sufficient, grabbing through bins for 200-year-old boxes of instant mash and stuff, you know, and drinking from toilets, radioactive toilets. I love it. It's
a bit like Saturday Night Out.
it's one of the best holidays I take in most years. Yeah. So yeah, still playing through that. I think if anything, the problem with it is that it has this story that it tries to, you know, make important and make you sort out. And when you do, it ends the game. I don't know if I've got the patch that undoes that or detaches
it. I can't remember if that was in the DLC or just a patch.
Spoiler alert, Fallout 3. But if you basically complete any mission, I think there's one mission called The American Dream. And beyond there, it's a chain of railroaded missions, the end of which will see the end of the game. It will just stop.
I think the normal patch fixed that.
Yeah, I think they had to patch that out so that you could just carry on playing afterwards, even though the story had finished, which is fine, you know.
Remember, folks, do not piss off open world gamers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for such a massive open world sandbox, and then you think, all right, well, I'll push on with the story a little bit. Oh my god, it's finished. Well,
I'm reluctant to do stories in those games.
There was a lot of outrage. Yeah, I know. I find myself rationing story in almost all games pretty much as a result of that kind of thing. Yeah, I think, right, okay, well, here comes some story. I better just keep that on hold and do as much of the side questing as I can in case it takes it all away from me or changes it all or something. So yeah, so still enjoying that. Over to you. What are you doing?
I've been waiting to say this since 1984.
I think I know what's
I've
coming.
Been playing Elite.
Yeah, Elite Dangerous. That is pretty much...
No wipe before launch, so it's all hands on deck.
Pretty much by the time you listen to this or watch this, it will be out.
Yeah.
It will have done its thing. I'm not even going to do 3-month rule. I'm going to go and buy it on launch day. Last time I did this, by the way, was X Rebirth.
It's better than X Rebirth.
Should I hope so.
As long as you accept it is Elite and so plays like Elite.
Oh, here we go. Here come the caveats.
Then you'll love it. If you go
game
into
design
thinking,
from 1984.
If you think, where's this massive long plot in this game?
Yeah, where's the voice acting?
If you're happy,
how comes I don't recognise any of the voices?
If you're happy trading, doing stuff, building up, getting new ships, doing missions.
So it really is an absolutely open sandbox with nothing put in front of you to go and
not
do.
Really.
You don't get any kind of tutorials, any kind of...
Yeah, there's a tutorial-y thing.
Dashing story about you avenging your father and just being out of flight school and blah, blah, blah.
No plot at all. You're there. Go off, make money.
Go do it.
Go forth, make money however you choose to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And what more do you want?
I reckon, this is my thing, I think it's going to be a bit of a failure. I think there's going to be all sorts of backlash because modern gamers don't want that stuff anymore. And this is entirely a retro thing.
I don't think
technically excellent, from what I'm gathering, well accomplished.
See, I don't think...
Just the style of the game is just not something people do much these days. Yeah, but those people who do are in EVE anyway.
Yeah, and I think it's going to take people from EVE.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the social side down.
I'm looking forward to it myself. I think it'll be an interesting toy. I don't think it will replace any of the other gaming I'm doing, though.
No, the multiplayer is not very good yet, but will get better. Mm. They're going to add stuff. They're basically the version 1 launch is basically feature complete for old Elite.
Okay, so that's what they were trying to do, is essentially recreate that game with modern technology.
And then add new stuff on top of it. So you'll get...
There's an expectation that there's going to be considerable more content coming.
Yeah, you'll be able to land on
including features
and things,
rather than just bits of expansion, as it were.
Yeah, and I don't think it will fail. I think it can't fail at this point because it has succeeded.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much... Well, I wonder also about... I'm stupid and naive and stubborn and blah, 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 whatever, 3 months rule. But how many people who are keen on playing it aren't already played it to death because of the vast amount of beta access and pay for access,
A lot of people don't want to do early access. And a lot of people...
I just wonder how many people...
I didn't play it to death until they gave word that the... wipe at the end of beta wasn't going to happen.
Okay. I just wonder how many people have that kind of restraint these days. But I do.
Yeah. Well, no, I think
it's not a particular virtue. It's more.
I think it'll do okay, and it does what it does, and I think it'll actually do better than.
I'm interested in seeing it, and everyone all the people I talk to say it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So
I think it will do better than Chris Roberts's effort.
Star Citizen,
because.
Yeah, what's going on with
that? Well, Star Citizen doesn't need to do anything ever because it's made all the money it ever
will. It's already made about $70 million or something,
hasn't it? So it doesn't need to make
any money.
But Star Citizen's going to be a much bigger disappointment to people, I think. Mainly because they're just nowhere really on the releasing of it.
Well, yeah, I don't even know quite what it is supposed to be. Is it going to be Freelancer, but modern?
Yes.
That's basically
and it's going to be Wing Commander.
Wing Commander as well, somehow.
Yeah, no, when it comes together, it's going to be great. It's just it's so far... further off. I mean, at the moment, we can fly around and shoot stuff, and we can do some races.
So you're thinking probably at least a year?
At least a year before.
Yeah.
I don't see it being able to release.
Which gives Elite Dangerous a considerable head start, considering it's out like tomorrow or Monday or next Tuesday.
But anyway, by now.
Hurrah!
Yes.
So, yeah, okay, where do we go to get that? Just download digital buy online?
Yeah, elitedangerous.com or something.
Okay.
You don't get boxes anymore.
I know.
Although I did see a thing that had people talking about how many boxes are sold, and I don't know where people are buying them.
Boxes I think that's boxes with invisible finger quotes.
No, there was physical boxes that were mentioned. I don't know where people are buying them for PC games.
I don't know, yeah, certainly not in any high street game shop.
Whenever you look at the top 10... charts in the UK of the game sold, if a PC game's on it,
probably Tesco's,
is a box sale.
Yeah, I guess supermarkets.
Yeah,
that's probably where you go to find your PC games these days, which is a travesty, but there you go.
I get Game Might, but
no, they don't.
Game's still going.
They got the middle rack full of 3 for $10 hidden object games usually, or and they got last time I was in there I was particularly impressed with the whole wall rack of Steam code cards. Yeah, just a little plastic credit card, type in the number in Steam. I mean, good grief. That really does completely miss the point of Steam.
No.
Well done.
That's a convenient way
for normal people to give. But so Elite Dangerous coming soon?
Yes.
Ready to go?
Yes, if you like...
I'm going to be very cross if it's not ready to go, considering how much beta testing it's had.
Now, I will say, it still has its odd bug. But I will say, one...
Mm.
I am playing it using a joystick with hands off throttle, and that is the way to play it.
Is that what HOTAS is?
Yeah.
People keep talking about HOTASs, and I keep blushing.
Yeah, no.
I hope they're not talking about
me. The game plays brilliantly with a proper joystick.
It really is. I've seen so many tweets of people showing off their sweet Oculus Rift rig.
I'm so tempted to get a Rift for
all that. The triple monitor setup with the seat they've ripped out of a Subaru or whatever. It's definitely appealing to how to politely say extreme gamer, the connoisseur.
Yeah, the dedicated space
dedicated
gamer.
That's the word I'm going for. Yes. Is it even going to be remotely worth me bothering showing up with a mouse and a keyboard?
Yeah, no, it's still playable. Monitor? It just there's so much. Well, I can play it completely without
sideways.
Touching the keyboard.
Okay, well done.
Because I've got enough buttons.
Oh, do you shout at it?
No, there's no shouting at it.
Anna.
No, but yeah, it is playable with mouse and keyboard. And
that's got to be important, I think, for me, because I'm just not going to go out and buy, like, I mean, where do you even find this stuff? Is it like dedicated avionics simulation companies and
Amazon
things? Okay, fair enough. But I didn't think people made joysticks.
No, they do.
Has there been a massive resurgence because of this?
Good joysticks have been sold out all year, and it's down to that and Star Citizen.
Wow. Old school.
Yeah.
Mm, excellent. So I'm looking forward to that. Cautiously looking forward to, in so much as I look forward to things instead of just turn up late.
Yeah.
I might jump on board when everyone else does this time, so I'll be able to be talking about topical things in future shows. That'd be good.
I'm just quickly going to mention Desert Golfing.
Desert Golfing?
Yes. Which is an iPhone game, which I've been playing.
Take an iPhone spot.
Yeah, well, no, see, I got the cable to record iPhone stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, so I recorded some of this game, so I'm damn well going to mention it.
So if you're watching the enhanced video version of this show, you're probably seeing it now.
You've now got state-of-the-art 2014 graphics.
Excellent.
And what it is a golfing game, which if I do that, Tim can see it.
Oh, I can see the video he's probably going to put on the...
Yes, no, it's a golfing game where you basically go... It's a endlessly generated golfing game where you have to move to each hole on each screen and...
Oh, that's blinking... Wow.
And
that's scorched earth, isn't it?
No, not really.
You just swap the ball and the flag with two tanks.
No, see, what we got is we've got a very monochrome thing, and you just flick the ball
that's
and you have to get
so
it in.
So retro it hurts.
And the best thing about it is you've got your score at the top, which is your score over every single hole.
Okay.
So it always goes up and never can go down.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like an MMO.
And it's really, really hard because stuff like that happens and it bounces off.
That's
that isn't going to synchronize to the version I have on the video, which is going to be a massive problem.
Oh, I'm such a noob at this multimedia format.
It's a really fun game for if you just want a couple of
minutes. It does look good. I find myself having trouble finding games of like 1 minute duration that swipe and have a decent UI and things.
Yeah, you wait for something to happen. You can have a couple of get really pissed off at a hole, in this case, 189.
It's having trouble there. It's taken a few goes.
Yeah, and it's just a fun little game.
Excellent. How much is that? Where do you find it?
It's a couple of quid Amazon. Oh, on Google Play and Apple Store.
Righto. Excellent.
I believe.
So with that, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.